Hi there. The word for you today is principles for living. In Colossians 3:17 we read, "Do it all in the name of the Lord." Observe the following things. Number one, you can have more as long as you don't want it all for yourself. In a generation whose motto is, "Look out for number one," we need to be reminded of the words of Romans 15:13. Christ did not please himself. He didn't live to enrich himself, but to enrich others. You won't find a scintilla of selfishness in him. He's worthy to be called Master, because he first mastered himself by denying himself and living for God and others. Number two, you can get almost anything done as long as you don't care who gets the credit. The Bible says, "Whatever you do, whether in word or in deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus." Pride brought Satan down, and it will bring you down too. Ivan O. Miller said, and I quote, "Humility is such a frail and delicate thing that he who dares to think he has it proves by that single thought that he has it not." When you succeed and the accolades start coming your way, it's okay to enjoy them briefly, but then pass them on to the true source of all your accomplishments. Yep, pass them on to God. And number three, you can hasten the answer as long as you don't despise the source. Naaman the leper discovered that you can have what God offers, but only on God's terms and not your own. And God's terms are these: faith and obedience. Faith is like electricity. You don't have to analyze or understand it to enjoy its benefits. All you have to do is plug in. Let me ask you, what has God told you to do? Obey him. Stop vacillating. Stop procrastinating. Stop arguing with him and just do what he tells you. If you do, you'll love the results.